Welcome everybody to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, today we're going to focus on the letter A, A for anxiety. Anxiety is a huge thing in competing in any sport, but I can imagine with show jumping, like you can prepare all week and you literally have maybe only 2 minutes in the ring. So it's a huge pressure on you to perform to perfection. And I'm sure this is something that every client comes to you with, or every writer you meet has an issue with at some point in their career.
Yes, 100%. And first of all, I love when people come because they're aware that they need help. And anxiety is, as you rightly said, have I met a writer that would say that they don't have anxiety. So thirdly, I want to share what anxiety is. And anxiety is overthinking, thinking into the future, getting stressed about the future. Depression that comes from the past, if you keep looking back, you're going to get depressed and feel, you know, so bad and disappointed and sad. But the opposite then is the overthinking. And it's like the galloping horse. If the horse is galloping away, it's like a stressed horse and it's running off and lost control. And I would love to let you all riders know that you're not alone. You know, this is, and especially in this sport, you have to be ambitious and you want to do your best and you put so much effort in and you want the best for your animal. Your brain is going to think ahead, and we have to, the key is to rein it in, to bring it back in. So the reason I'm explaining this, Connor, is to help people understand that what it means and what it is. It's just your brain going really, really fast. Your mind, your head going, you know, in your head. Some writers would say, I'm in my head all the time. I can't get out of my head.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fear looping of thoughts or whatever. Yeah.
Or I'm in my head. One writer at the weekend, she said that she was in her head and she was too far ahead of herself. So she wasn't present. You know, she wasn't in the moment, but it was great she knew. Because some writers don't know what happened. I'm not sure. I can't explain what's going on, but this is a huge thing. And when you can bring calmness, it's like a tense horse or a horse that's really hot or excited or, you know, wound up. The calmer you can bring that horse, that mare, gelding or stallion, that the more you can train it. And it's the same as we can't concentrate if we're thinking too far ahead. So the first thing is awareness. Awareness is curative. So to understand what is happening, what is stress? And the second thing then is to, okay, how am I going to change it? How am I going to rein it in? How am I going to become present? And this is a never-ending skill to use. We have to use this all the time. Now, there are some people that are, I don't know any really people in this sport that are lazy, but some people are lazy and they're not thinking ahead.
They're kind of laid back.
Laid back, exactly. But in this sport, there's so much organizing, there's so much preparing, there's so much to be, you know, to compete in that ring. There's so much etiquette and so many things to get correct. You know, you have to be organized. You have to have systems and plans and tools and strategies. And all this A to Z will, and many more A to Zs will give you tools, because we can never learn enough, so that when you ride, and this is all about success in the ring, to have success in the ring, you have to rein in this anxiety. You have to become more and more present, become more and more grounded and certain, and have that place where you're just at ease, not stressed,
I think that's a good word you use there, certain, because I think people would use the word anxious or stressed or whatever, but really what it comes down to is you're kind of uncertain of what the future is going to bring, and that uncertainty. So how you can ground yourself into that certainty, whether it's being organized or...
Yeah.
Having that self-confidence or whatever. So what kind of tools do you use with riders to help them overcome that?
So uncertainty comes from, you know, will I get it all done? Have I got everything? You know, have I everything packed? Have I got everything organized? And that's, you know, high standards in one way. It's a great thing. So the tool I use, we did it already in the opening, is breath work. So the only way we can break pattern is through breathing. Because her brain is on a loop, it's loop, loop, loop. I mean, you have a horse that's hot and you stop and let him take a breath. And if you can feel that animal snort, like... And there's one rider in Spruce 2 years ago, and I was helping him, and I said, like, are you breathing with your horse? Like, do you? And he said, actually, one horse, if I don't breathe, the horse will just go crazy. And he said, thanks, I should be doing with all horses. I should be in a conscious breathing. You know, I ask all riders to try and connect through breath work. And that's a great way to connect with your horse, especially if you're at the ring. And I'll speak about that in later letters. But to breathe and to bring yourself back to centeredness. And that can be, there's so many ways to do breath work. And I'm just going to, if you count from 10, close your eyes for a second, Connor, and I'll just show you. Just count from 10, but just be consciously breathing. Take one, just feel your breath, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. So I actually count it up instead of down. But the key to that is it just centers us because it breaks a thought. So a thought repeats a pattern and what you focus on multiplies. And if you find yourself thinking too fast and you hear trainers say it, and I must take a breath, take a breath. And that's what it means. But I wouldn't say just one breath. Take a number, pick a number. Some, you know, I ask riders, you know, pick a number. Is it two, three, five, whatever number? And if it's five, if you like five, just breathe in for five. One, two, three, four, five. Right now, I'm five times calmer because I've done it, you know, I did it to myself. And that's the key. And early in the morning, practicing breath work. I'm a big fan of Wim Hof. He's a breathing expert. He's known as the Iceman. And he talks about we're all breathing from here. We're not breathing into our diaphragm. And we're all kind of...
head up on our shoulders.
Yes, kind of exactly. Thing. Up like this because we're... And so many times riders would have come out of the ring and I'd say, you know, you're out of breath, or in them say, God, I'm not fit enough. And so being cardio fit is really important. I challenge everyone. There's a rider this morning, I asked her out of 10, how fit is she? Is her horses and how fit is she? And they weren't the same. And she's gone to show for a number of weeks. And I said, look, you have to make sure you get to that gym and become that fit, you know, 10 out of 10 fit like your horse. And that's all important. But breath work, if you can do proper breath work and breathing techniques, some people do the box breathing, and probably the most powerful, and I try them all, and I'm a big fan of Wim Hof breathing. It's just so good. You know, hold, and it's so healthy for you. The science behind it is phenomenal. But that breaks pattern, and that breaks anxiety, and that breaks the cycle of the galloping horse that losing control, the mind gone off. Because the minute you get on your horse, if you want a success in the ring, and if you have anxiety, if your brain is going really fast and your head is spinning and you're thinking of everything but not being present, the horse feels that energy. Yeah. And you could have a great week in preparation. It could be, you know, a horse could be in great form and, you know, everything could be 100%. All the team behind the horse, behind everything. And then you turn up and you're filled with stress. The horse feels it, trainer, everybody feels it. But when you have this tool and technique to center yourself, whether it's counting from 10 down to 1, 5 down to 1, whether it's Wim Hof, whether it's box breathing, get to a place. I'm a big fan of going to the restroom or going off quietly on your own. Go to your golf cart, go to your car and center yourself. Close your eyes and bring yourself down, especially, you know, in advance of the class. So, because to get to there's so many things to be done. You just cool the jets.
Yeah, even just taking that 5 minutes away from everybody before.
Yeah, it's the energy too. You need to get into your own space.
Yeah. Very good. So what other tools outside of breath work can you do, or what else do you advise to people? Is it just about making sure you're organized so you take all that uncertainty away?
Yeah, of course. There's so many other areas to help you with anxiety and to help you. And I don't like labeling it anxiety. It's like, you know, to stop you from being stressed or to be worried or to be in your head. You know, they're nearly softer. Yeah. In Ireland, in Europe, people use kind of I'm stressed or I'm worried or nervous, where anxiety is kind of the big word in America. And just become aware. So more tools, which we'll talk so much more in depth with, is, you know, your organization. And the last in Florida 2 weeks ago, I was one rider came and she wasn't sure Was the entry done the night before correctly? She was just in a tizzy. I mean, she was just, her head was literally shaking. And so that doesn't help. You know, you got on a horse, so it's been organized, been planned, having everything meticulously planned. And again, that will cut the anxiety, and we'll talk about that. But number one is to catch yourself and breathe and take a moment to one, two, three, four, five. Sometimes just counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 takes less than 10 seconds. And I'm often at the ring and I see stress and I could do a quick little meditation with them to just get them set center before they get up. That's not anyone's fault. Someone could ring, a vet could call the minute just before they get on, or they could, their dog could be sick. Any little thing could happen. It just goes, you know, but you have to have the tools instantly to break it.
Yeah. Okay, so Jim, maybe you might bring us through a meditation, and maybe people can use that meditation and to listen to before they go into the ring to ground themselves for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It might be a useful tool, you know.
100%. So everything in this, you know, I would say if you don't use it, you lose it. So hopefully it will inspire you. And if you like it, use it, please. So closing your eyes, keeping them open if you drive. Take calm, relaxing breaths. Give yourself permission to just focus on the words you hear. Follow the words that guide you into your depth of your breath. Breathing, becoming aware of the air in through your nose and out through your nose. Breathing right down into your stomach. Feeling your energy. Most of us just breathe from our throat and right down. Now you're breathing right into the depth of your stomachs. As you breathe, just become present. Become connected back to yourself, bringing your energy back, feeling your mind again relax, your head relax as you breathe consciously. Letting go what needs to let go, letting go all the thoughts, all the worries, all that quick thinking, and slow it down as you breathe consciously. And each breath you take, become more conscious of each breath. Feel a smile come over your face. Feel your neck, your shoulders drop, giving yourself permission to feel peace, to feel calmness, to feel relaxation. To feel that inner voice of just feeling centered and calm and at peace. Feel your back relax. Your upper back is down from your neck, your lower back. Feel your forehead relax, your cheeks relax. Feel your right leg, left leg relax. Imagine the sun now is on your right arm, it's on your left arm, and it feels nice. You're conscious of your fingers, conscious of your toes, from head to toe, permission to relax. Knowing all those thoughts of consciousness, of pace of this moment, the pace of peace, the presence, the space to give yourself this time. We're only doing this a number of minutes and already you've relaxed your whole body. This is your technique to get away from your busy mind, your mind that goes walking, trotting, cantering, then galloping off into different directions. We halt it all by taking these breaths, bringing us in, really rein it in to these moments of presence. And as you breathe freely, feel that positive, happy energy, the excitement, the self-love, the love of your horses, the love of your sport, the love of all the disciplines, each discipline you do, that you're connected and you're excited. You're excited with your animal, you're excited with the presence that you're going to bring to your horse. Your animal will feel this relaxed place, a long way away from anxiety, a place of peace and presence. From 1 to 2, feeling that calm energy grow. From 2 to 3, 3 to 4, relaxing into this new you, this presence of peace. Hearing what you hear, seeing the feeling of peace, tasting it, smelling the place of calm, peace, energy. 6, 7, 8. Allow that joy inside, a peace inside, that calmness inside, relish in this beautiful moment, moment to moment, and know you can go into this place anytime, listen to this episode, or even remembering it, downloading it, writing it down, so that you can bring yourself into this place. 8, 9, and 10. Well done, well done, well done. Good job.
Great job, Jim. Fantastic episode. Next week, we'll focus on the letter B. What do you hope to go through in the letter B?
B, we're going to talk about being brave.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, everyone. This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring.